Language Course, Book 21, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your activities booklet to Tape 3B. Go to Figure 1. Let's repeat the words and sentences under the pictures.
Picture 1. Architect. Architect. Efficient. Efficient. The new architect is designing energy-efficient buildings. Picture 2. Plumber. Plumber. A plumber fits and repairs pipes. Picture 3. Weatherman. Weatherman. Forecast. Forecast. The weatherman forecasts the weather on the 5 o'clock news. Picture 4. Enforce. Enforce. Policemen enforce the laws. They make people obey the laws. Search. Search. Rescue. Rescue. A helicopter pilot searched for the lost child and rescued him. Picture 6. Prescribe. Prescribe. Pharmacist. Pharmacist. Prescription. Prescription. The doctor prescribes the medicine. The pharmacist fills the prescription.
Go to Figure 2. Listen to the questions. Then write the answers to the questions.
Let's do number 1 together. Listen. What is a person who interprets into another language? Write the word interpreter on the line. I-N-T-E-R-P-R-E-T-E-R. Number 2. What book gives you the definition of words? A dictionary spelled D-I-C-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y. Number 3. What do you use when you shorten a word? An abbreviation spelled A-B-B-R-E-V-I-A-T-I-O-N. Number 4. What is a person who forecasts the weather? A weatherman, spelled W-E-A-T-H-E-R-M-A-N. Number 5. What is a person that designs buildings? An architect, spelled A-R-C-H-I-T-E-C-T. Number 6. What is a person who repairs pipes? A plumber, spelled P-L-U-M-B-E-R. M-B-E-R. Number 7. What is a person who represents the accused in a court of law? A lawyer, spelled L-A-W-Y-E-R. Number 8. What is a person that enforces the law? A policeman, spelled P-O-L-I-C-E-M-A-N.
Go to figure 3. Listen to the two sentences and combine them into one sentence. Then repeat the new sentence 2 times. The first time use whom or that, and the second time without whom or that. Listen to the example.
The class went on tour. You taught them this morning.
Repeat. The class that you taught this morning went on tour.
Repeat. The class you taught this morning went on tour.
Number 1. The group sang Christmas songs. We saw them at the mall.
Repeat. The group that we saw at the mall sang Christmas songs.
Repeat. The group we saw at the mall sang Christmas songs.
Number 2. The man is from Holland. We met him at the party.
Repeat. The man whom we met at the party is from Holland.
Repeat. The man we met at the party is from Holland.
Number 3. The sergeant sent me to the dispensary. I talked to him this morning.
Repeat. The sergeant whom I talked to this morning sent me to the dispensary.
Repeat. The sergeant I talked to this morning sent me to the dispensary.
Number 4. The woman is our neighbor. We saw her in the store.
Repeat. The woman whom we saw in the store is our neighbor.
Repeat. The woman we saw in the store is our neighbor.
Number 5. The student returned to his country. I taught him last year.
Repeat. The student whom I taught last year returned to his country.
Repeat. The student I taught last year returned to his country.
Number 6. The people live in New Mexico. He called them last night.
Repeat. The people whom he called last night live in New Mexico.
Repeat. The people he called last night live in New Mexico.
Number 7. The children have grown a lot. She taught them 5 years ago.
Repeat. The children whom she taught 5 years ago have grown a lot.
Repeat. The children she taught 5 years ago have grown a lot.
Number 8. The soldier is being transferred. We met him downtown.
Repeat. The soldier that we met downtown is being transferred.
Repeat. The soldier we met downtown is being transferred.
Go to figure 4. Listen to the two sentences. Combine them and then say the new sentence 2 times. The first time use which or that, and the second time omit it. Then repeat the correct sentences.
Number 1. The book was very interesting. I read it last night.
Repeat. The book that I read last night was very interesting.
Repeat. The book I read last night was very interesting.
Number 2. The program was educational. They watched it last night.
Repeat. The program which they watched last night was very educational.
Repeat. The program they watched last night was very educational.
Number 3. The watch was expensive. He gave it to her for her birthday.
Repeat. The watch that he gave her for her birthday was very expensive.
Repeat. The watch he gave her for her birthday was very expensive.
Number 4. The salad was delicious. I ate it for lunch.
Repeat. The salad which I ate for lunch was delicious.
Repeat. The salad I ate for lunch was delicious.
Number 5. The movie was still on at 10 p.m. We started to watch it at 7 p.m.
Repeat. The movie that we started to watch at 7 p.m. was still on at 10 p.m.
Repeat. The movie we started to watch at 7 p.m. was still on at 10 p.m.
Number 6. The story wasn't true, but it was funny. She told us a story.
Repeat. The story that she told us wasn't true, but it was funny.
Repeat. The story she told us wasn't true, but it was funny.
Number 7. The painting is beautiful. We saw it last night.
Repeat. The painting which we saw last night was beautiful.
Repeat. The painting we saw last night was beautiful.
Number 8. The house was expensive. They bought it.
Repeat. The house which they bought was expensive.
Repeat. The house they bought was expensive.
Go to figure 5. Listen to the paragraph as you read it silently.
Last month, Harry found a night job. He was happy because it paid more than a day job. However, he lasted only 3 weeks on the job and he had to quit because his wife threatened him with a divorce. The problem was that he tried very hard to get some sleep during the daytime, but it was no use. There seemed to be an abundance of repairs overdue in their neighborhood. All the repairmen were trying to earn their living in the same area at the same time. In general, their neighborhood is quiet, but during this time there was no peace and quiet to be found anywhere. Anyway, after 3 sleepless weeks, his wife could no longer live with him. What he did for a living wasn't really letting him live, so he quit his night job. What does he do for a living now? He's still a plumber, but now he only works days.
Now answer these questions and repeat the correct answers.
What did Harry find last month? Repeat, he found a night job. How long did he last? Repeat, he lasted 3 weeks. What was no use? Repeat, it was no use trying to get some sleep. Is an abundance of repairs a lot of repairs or a few repairs? Repeat, an abundance of repairs is a lot of repairs. What were all the repairmen trying to do? Repeat, they were trying to earn their living in Harry's neighborhood. Is their neighborhood noisy all the time? Repeat, no, it isn't. In general, their neighborhood is quiet. What happened to him after 3 sleepless weeks? Repeat, his wife couldn't live with him anymore. What was not letting him really live? Repeat, what he did for a living was not really letting him live. What does he do for a living now? Repeat, he's still a plumber, but now he only works days.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the story. Go to figure 6 now. Listen to 2 sentences, then complete the sentence in figure 6 with where or when. Then repeat the correct responses.
Number 1. It was Fiesta Week. He arrived in San Antonio. The answer is when. Repeat. It was Fiesta Week when he arrived in San Antonio. Number 2. Do you remember the time? We got lost downtown then. The answer is also when. Repeat. Do you remember the time when we got lost downtown? Number 3. Do you want to go to the mall? You bought those shoes there. The answer is where. Repeat. Do you want to go to the mall where you bought those shoes? Number 4. Can you tell me the name of the store? I can get some software there. The answer is where. Repeat. Can you tell me the name of the store where I can get some software? Number 5. He wants to eat in the restaurant. They serve good food there. The answer is where. Repeat. He wants to eat in the restaurant where they serve good food. Number 6. Do you remember the year? We met then. The answer is when. Repeat. Do you remember the year when we met? Number 7. I don't want to return to the town. I grew up there. The answer is where? Repeat. I don't want to return to the town where I grew up. Number 8. He still thinks about the time. You visited him then. The answer is when? Repeat. He still thinks about the time when you visited him.
Go to figure 7. Listen to a statement and circle the best answer.
Number 1. Your lawyer can interpret the contract for you. Number 2. Thomas judges new films for a newspaper. Number 3. The firemen rescued two cats from the fire. Number 4. Some people think they can forecast events. Number 5. We had fair weather this weekend. Number 6. Lieutenant Hunt searched for his cap all over. Number 7. Miss Johnson won't stand for bad behavior. Number 8. Modern cars use gasoline more efficiently.
Let's check your answers. Listen to the statements again and repeat the correct answers.
Number 1. Your lawyer can interpret the contract for you. The answer is letter A. Repeat. She can explain the contract. Number 2. Thomas judges new films for a newspaper. The answer is letter B. Repeat. He writes his opinions for a newspaper. Number 3. The firemen rescued two cats from the fire. The answer is letter C. Repeat. He saved two cats from the fire. Number 4. Some people think they can forecast events. The answer is letter B. Repeat. They think they can tell what will happen. Number 5. We had fair weather this weekend. The answer is letter C. Repeat. The weather was good. Number 6. Lieutenant Hunt searched for his cap all over. The answer is letter A. Repeat. He looked for his cap. Number 7. Miss Johnson won't stand for bad behavior. The answer is letter B. Repeat. She won't tolerate bad behavior. Number 8. Modern cars use gasoline more efficiently. The answer is letter C. Repeat. Modern cars use less gasoline.
This is the end of tape 3B, book 21.